Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a cold morning out in the Australian bush. Thanks for coming along and being with us online today. Today, I want to take you into something that happened in my own life. Just over a month ago, I heard a song I've not heard before. It's by Zach Williams called The Struggle. And as I listened, the words began to grip me. So I listened to the song over and over and over again to where I could hopefully grasp what the Lord was trying to say to me through this song. Finally, what God was trying to say came clear. Now, I'm going to play that song for you. But let me just say, it's not a song that's going to make you feel good about yourself. This song is raw and it's real. So let's listen to The Struggle. When I first heard this song, there were many, many things that were running through my mind that it just challenged me to think about. But as I began to focus and ask God what He was trying to say to me, then it hit me. Listen closely to what I think the main point is here. Jesus saves sinners just like me, and He saves them like He's always saved them. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. It doesn't matter how bad you've messed your life up. Jesus still saves sinners. But there's something else in this song that I wanted to point out. God often waits until you reach the end of your rope. He waits till you crash and burn. And then He steps in with His amazing grace. And that's the two things that I want to look at today. Father, thank You that we can approach this subject. Father, I pray that You will be with me so I can challenge people to get their head around that. You still save sinners. And often You wait until we reach the bottom of the barrel, till we've come to the end of ourselves, and You step in and say, "Now I've got you." So help us to see that in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, I want you to see what I believe to be the most powerful point in that song. Jesus saves sinners just like He saved me, which He's been saving sinners like that for thousands of years. A lot would come in and say, "Well, of course Jesus saves sinners." I don't think you got the point of the song. You see, after Jesus redeemed a tax collector, He and His disciples started getting hammered because they were hanging out with sinners. I want you to listen closely to His response. Luke chapter 5, verse 32, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The song we listened to today certainly showed that. But you see, Jesus didn't come to reach those who are wrapped up in religious cocoons. He came to reach the lost, the broken, those who had come to the end of themselves. You see, that religious cocoon was my story. I was raised in church and I'd had a couple of religious experiences in that church. And I was comfortable with the outcome. But the ugly truth was that I was lost. And folks, that's a dangerous place to be in, and that's religious and lost. So one day while I was sitting in church, God spoke to me and said, "Tony, you're lost." Well, I could have argued with Him and said, "Lord, can't You see I'm sitting in church? Lord, I sing with a gospel group. Lord, I've done so many things for You." The only trouble is, I was religious. I did religious things, but I was lost. That is a dangerous place to be, and you could find yourself right there, right now. For me, when God spoke, that exposed all of my religious hypocrisy. I knew I was a phony because God could not lie. My religious experiences up to that point were totally useless, and I knew it. I was broken, but thankfully I knew what to do about it. I went to an old-fashioned wooden altar and got on my knees. I was broken. I repented of my sins, asked Jesus to forgive me, invited him to be my Savior, and he gloriously stepped in and saved me. Listen, I discovered that God saves sinners just like me. Have you ever seen yourself there? Have you ever seen yourself as religious? Have you looked closely to see if you are religious and lost? Perhaps you should do a self-evaluation and see if that's where you are. The second thing in the song that I want you to see is that the man and the woman were broken. They were at the end of their rope, and when they reached the bottom, they called out to God, and God gladly responded. The Bible says that the sacrifice that God wants is a broken and a contrite heart. Contrite means soft and pliable and repentant. Have you ever been sick of who you are and it broke you? Do you think that maybe you needs to come to that right now? You see, the disciples, all of the disciples were broken. You can't follow a man for 3.5 years and then have him, and you believe he's the Savior of the world, then you have him taken away from you and beaten and crucified. Every one of the disciples were broken at that point. But you see, Peter was the worst. Peter not only was broken because of the crucifixion, Peter had an opportunity to stand up for Jesus, and 3 times he denied he even knew him. After that, the Bible says he turned away and he wept. Peter was a broken man. But after the resurrection, Jesus reached out to him and restored him. Why did he do that? It's because Jesus does that for broken people. Keep that in mind. Have you ever found yourself in Peter's shoes? Have you ever made a huge mistake and messed up your life? Well, I have. And it's an ugly, dark, lonely place to be in. At that point, I was completely broken. I had nothing. But you see, that's where Jesus will come and he will meet us, and he will gladly restore those who have a broken and a repentant heart. Perhaps some of us need to be broken and take off that religious mask. And when we take that religious mask off, then Jesus can reach in willingly and redeem us and restore us. If you keep that deceptive religious cocoon around you, remember that's a dangerous place, because you can be religious and look good, but you're lost. Now, let's get back to our song. The man in the song was obviously an alcoholic. He came to the end of himself and he called out to God. The lady was a drug addict who also came to the end of herself, and she called out to God. Both were broken people, and they called out to God. And for both, God responded. Listen, our community is full of people just like that. You may not see them, but the statistics say they're there. Would we know what to do if God put us in contact with someone just like this? Let me share something with you. If God put you in contact with someone who is broken, there is only one thing that can change and redeem a life, and it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. First, the death. The death of Jesus, the crucifixion, showed God's hatred for sin. Somebody had to die, or something had to die, to pay for our sin. Let's make it personal. For my sin, something had to die. Second, the burial proves that Jesus was dead. He was buried. The stone was rolled in front of the tomb. But it also provided a wonderful opportunity for a resurrection. And lastly, Jesus rose from the dead. That proved that Jesus had overcome death, hell, and the grave, and he was and is the ultimate winner. You want to follow a winner? Well, there you go. Now, Jesus offers a brand new life to whoever will call on him. So listen, you may be an alcoholic. You may be a person that drugs is constantly just tearing your life apart. You might even be a religious person who looks good on the outside, but you know inside what you're living is an absolute phony lie. Whatever your story, whatever that story, if you're lost, Jesus has provided a way out. All you need to do is to be honest with yourself and with God, and you need to repent of where you are. That means to turn and go the opposite direction and fall on the mercy of God, and he will respond with his grace. At that point, he'll forgive you, he'll restore you, and lift you up. You see, that's what God does with broken people. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this challenge today. Lord, there might be people, I'm sure there's people today who are listening, who are religious but lost, or maybe alcoholics or drug addicts or whatever the sin, Lord. They're struggling with their sin and they're ready to turn to you in repentance. Lord, I pray that today, at this very moment, they'll turn to you. And I know what you'll do, as you've been doing it for thousands of years. You'll forgive and you'll restore. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. For the next few moments, we're going to listen to an old song. You'll probably be familiar with it. And as we listen to that song, respond to God. If he has touched you, if he is drawing you, don't turn away. Today is your day.